What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat.
It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics,
yeah. And
we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his Magic Hat.
Hocus Pocus, where are you?
Now Something. You see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, welcome back in. Magic Hat Thursday. If you're new to the program, welcome in. Portland sports leader 105.1 The Fan, the leader in Seattle sports talk here. The Magic Hat is basically a bunch of topics we throw into Swag's hat, and magically they pop out, and that's what we have to talk about.
What do we got today?
It's quite full today.
It's a very full hat, yeah.
A lot of magic.
Yeah.
Do we call this out, or...
You would be able to read those if you turned your light on.
Not having your light on does hinder your ability to read a little bit.
You got a chicken scratch that's minuscule.
No, don't do that again.
There's plenty of light in this.
This is the best
studio.
Part of the Magic Hat is when you two old gals start debating handwriting.
Can we get some
and
block letters,
big enough.
Please?
I can't read. Is
that
an
R? Is that an N? What the hell is that?
Oh, it's pretty obvious. You read it just fine. Yeah, no, I noticed our good friend Ian Furness in Seattle, who does actual daily sports talk in Seattle.
An actual Seattle host, you're telling me?
Correctamundo.
Okay.
He has John Lund, formerly of the Fan Days.
Yes.
Since moved down to the Bay, he now does his own show. He has John Lund every year at the start of the football season to talk Niners, Seahawks. They play into the rivalry thing, right?
Kick it up a little bit. Let's have some fun. And they're playing in week one this year.
They are playing week one in Seattle. John Lund found something fascinating via Vivid Seats, one of the, seat ticket sponsor sellers, whatever. Vivid Seats has found that 53% of the week one tickets for the Seahawks 49ers game in Seattle, 49er fans.
What?
And we have been talking about this for what feels like now 2 years. And I'm just simply asking, I did a radio show here in Portland at the Legion of Boom Height.
Yeah.
I heard it. I saw it. If you didn't put Seattle number one every year, you were called a million names.
Right. Toughest place to play in the NFL.
You don't go into Seattle.
I've watched a lot of their home games, man, mainly because it's forced down my throat on Fox. That's not a home field advantage anymore, and I'm just asking.
No, haven't been for a long time.
When do they get called out?
I mean, I think we're past that point. I think we've called them out briefly over the last handful of years when they play certain opponents. And this is the way it is in a lot of cities.
When
but
do
if
they
you,
start calling themselves out? Because 53%
be there,
being
like,
Niner fans,
dude, it's embarrassing.
Pathetic.
It's embarrassing. Yeah. It's you're always going to have a chunk of fans. You're going to have a splattering of the other color with the Steelers, the 49ers, the Cowboys. Like, you just insert whatever to Packers come to town. Like, there's going to be a splattering of the other colors.
Broncos
there
had
will,
this when
Broncos like,
back.
Dude, it
there
is
will
a,
be a lot of red there tomorrow.
Over 50%.
53.
Like, you
to
no
that.
Longer get to claim yourself as a passionate football city and a tough place to go play.
Really?
If you can't fill up 50% of your stadium with your own fans, that's embarrassing, dude. I don't care who the opponent is. 15-20%, that will always happen. You cannot look me in the eye and tell me we're a diehard, passionate sports fan city. Part of the problem is that a lot of people got priced out when they became the Legion of Boom and won.
Yeah. Yes.
And so there were a lot of diehard fans who could afford cheaper tickets, and that slowly turned over. But this should have been a sense of pride after the last handful of 49er games in Seattle, considering how the crowds look. And you guys were at one of those Thursday night games and saw the amount of red. You were one of the people there in red.
I thought,
right?
I was at a home game.
Yeah, it felt
crazy.
Like a home game then, and this is going to be over half the crowd. Yeah. Like, that's just that's inexcusable from any
fan
base.
So I have one of my buddies who lives up in Seattle. He has season tickets, and so it was over $250 a ticket this season.
Like, who... You know, I do okay financially. Who can afford this stuff?
I know.
That loves sports.
And the only way they get away with it is because there's only 10 home games or 9 home games.
Or 8, depending on how your schedule is, right?
Yeah.
Because there's 17 games.
Well, you still have to buy the one preseason game.
The Niners have more road games than home games this year because of the awkward odd game. So.
Yeah, there's a plus one on the road.
I just wanted to highlight 53% according to David Seats is saying Niner fans on the ticket situation.
It's some of the stuff that you have to start taking into consideration when gambling on or against Seattle. Of like, that used to be a place when teams would go in, you'd say, oh,
how many false start penalties are they going to get because
like,
of the crowd?
That crowd's going to take over the game in the second half, and it's just not the case
anymore.
Much. No teeth in that fan base.
All right, next up.
Yep.
Where did we land?
Yeah, where did we ultimately land? We kind of broke early on the Clipper Pablo Torre, Steve Ballmer, Kawhi Leonard thing. They sent out a statement yesterday, a lengthy one, basically saying this is common. This company swindled Ballmer. Cubans defending Ballmer.
Yeah, Cuban came out and defended him.
You know, we have no say in who they choose as endorsers. I will say this. Pablo Torre, I tend to believe his side, and I still think they're going to get hit with something. I can kind of see the other argument of Ballmer invested, company went belly up, probably because invested, chose Kawhi, although there was a thing in their deal, basically like, as long as he's a Clipper, he gets this deal. I know the accountant spoke and said there are a lot of LOLs, you know, endorsement, quote unquote.
Sure.
Where did you ultimately land on that Clipper story?
I haven't changed my stance. I don't think much is going to happen out of this. I don't. I think they're smart enough. Steve Ballmer's smart enough to not leave a paper trail to be able to explain certain things. Is it shady? Of course it is. There were reports that came out yesterday that Kawhi was asking for $15 million a year in endorsements if he was going to re-sign with the Raptors when he was in free agency and the Raptors owner got pissed.
Yeah.
And he rose this up the flagpole to the league. Like, this has been going on for a while. The league has been aware of this kind of stuff behind the scenes.
Uncle Dennis.
I also saw a funny tweet that somebody said, I guess the reason nobody ever investigated Prokhorov and Andrei Kirilenko's deal is that nobody wanted to end up dead, like basically insinuating the same thing happened there. Like, no, I'm going to step away from that one. I don't want to go anywhere near
David
that
turn out of a staircase.
I'm going to go ahead and turn away and go the other direction. Like, I think there's going to be enough gray area here, and the NBA doesn't have the balls to want to rattle the cage of the richest owner of the league.
So you think nothing will happen?
Like
I'm not saying
game.
Nothing.
Something small.
I'm not saying nothing, but I think that in terms of like, oh my God, 5 first-round picks and a $50 million fine and the Kawhi Leonard contract is Knicks, like I would be shocked if any of that happened.
What if the biggest punishment is Kawhi loses like $100 million?
Could happen, but I still don't see that.
All right.
I think maybe a small $5 million fine. Here, take a second-round pick for some shady dealings, and we're going to move on and wash
our
hands
of
the
situation. Oh, by the way, the All-Star game is at the Clippers.
It's at the Intuit Dome, the nicest new stadium in the league. Who built that with his own money?
Yeah. $5 billion or whatever.
$5 billion with his own money.
Hope some trees are there. One more. Let's get one more before we go to
break. All
right,
quickly.
Yeah.
Is this crossing a line?
I'm just going to play some audio from the college football weekend. There's things we haven't even gotten to from week one.
Yes, there is.
This came out, and I want to gauge where we're at on it. This was in Lubbock, Texas.
Nico? Nico. What's up, man? Good to meet you. We all still hate you. All right, good. Good talk, brother.
Do better.
So if you didn't see this couldn't quite hear this, a Texas Tech group of fans was walking past like a generic restaurant.
Applebee's or something.
Okay.
And they noticed somebody was eating good in their neighborhood, and the window's open by the table. The guy comes back and goes, Nico. Nico Harrison was in Lubbock, Texas. A Texas Tech fan reaches into the restaurant, says, hey, nice to meet you.
Hey, Nico.
Nico shakes his hand. He looks at him point blank, like closer than you and I are, Dirt.
Yeah.
And while Nico's at dinner with a wife, a friend,
whoever,
a daughter, whatever, says, we still effing hate you, walks away.
Good for them.
And says, good stuff. And then somebody else screams, be better.
Be better.
And I, look, it is funny, but also, I'm not a big Neil O'Shea guy. I can't ever imagine, as much as I wanted him to trade CJ, confronting Neil O'Shea at a restaurant to do this. I'm kind of in a weird spot where I think this is funny, and I also, like, what are we doing?
The funniest thing is going to be
dinner.
If Cooper Flagg ends up being the guy that we all think he's going to be and leads him to multiple championships.
And Luka never wins.
Yeah. Like, he had, like, that was completely out of his control, unless you believe the NBA is rigged, which it may or may not be, with Dallas getting the number one overall pick. I agree with you completely. I would never be the person that did this in public, despite all of the things that I've said over the years about former Blazer general managers.
I'll always have enough respect to never do that.
If they're with their family or something, like, I'm not going to walk up and say something like that to them in person. But I also don't really, it's hard to relate to that level of pain. Like, I can't even imagine what that was like as a fan from going, like, we haven't been to an NBA Finals since 1991.
To me, this is...
I was 2 years old. I'm 36 now. We haven't been. The Dallas Mavericks just went last 2 years ago.
Sure.
And then the next year, in the middle of the night, they traded away their star player. Like, if the Blazers had done that...
We can't relate to it because you can't...
We can't. Like, it's the equivalent is if the Damian Lillard led them to a finals, they lose to the Celtics in the NBA Finals.
Or they traded him after the West Finals.
And then in the middle of the night, randomly, without a bidding war, without any... And just... You wake up one morning, you get an announcement on your phone that Damian Lillard's been traded. I don't know how I would respond to that.
Like if the Ravens just traded Lamar.
Yeah. You just wake up today and you're like a Ravens fan and all of a sudden Lamar's on another team.
Yeah.
What? Excuse me. What?
Hello?
We traded him to the Browns, excuse me, for 3 first round picks? Are you crazy? So no, I wouldn't be that person. But I still get a chuckle. He makes a lot of money. He'll be fine. He's got a security detail. Maybe don't be bad at your job, Nico.
He's at a restaurant at a table by the window.
Go eat in your own house, all right? Pull the blinds up, eat in your own house,
Nico.
Lubbock.
I think he was in town for a game.
Can't go out in public yet. It's too soon.
More Magic Hat next on 105.1 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, we will dive into the NFL. It's kickoff night, Thursday night football to start the NFL season. But let's get some more Magic Hat before we get to that second hour of the program where Josh Pate will also join us.
Him? Did I get that right?
Hemmy!
You did. Hemmy Butler. Yeah, just quick. I mean, it's always news when this person does anything. Sydney Sweeney is dating Scooter Braun. Swag doesn't know who Scooter Braun is.
Clearly.
Yeah, you don't know Scooter Braun.
No.
He is Justin Bieber's former manager. He's the guy that bought Taylor Swift's masters, which is making her recreate her album so she can get money from that. Kind of a class A douchebag. And if you Google image him, I just...
Yeah, nothing there.
It'd be like as if I suddenly became rich and she's like, I'm into you. And I'm like...
Brandon Sprague is dating Sydney Sweeney. There wait, what?
It would stun you.
What?
Man. I just, of all the people.
What's it like?
Glenn Powell was right there.
He's right there for the taking.
How are you not with the Glenn Powell?
I don't get this at all. I don't know a lot about him. And then you further explained to me who he was yesterday. And I dug into him a little bit because anybody who nabs Sydney Sweeney, I need to know, like, how did you make this happen?
Yeah.
Crazy amounts of money. I'm sure that's probably the primary reason. But she's got a lot of money herself.
He also got his hooks into Justin Bieber when Bieber was like 9 on YouTube. And he was like,
Send him over to Diddy's house with some oil. Have fun there, buddy.
All right, next.
What is the scarier movie?
This is a very quick one because this will be rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
We have a family friend, a friend of my oldest daughter, that almost passed out from looking at a scary clown photo on my daughter's cell phone.
Almost passed out?
Like shivering is how it was described.
How scary of a clown are we talking?
You know, it's a Halloween scary clown.
Ah, okay.
Mouth kind of open, side looking at
you. It's not like
you.
Eating a baby's leg or something, nothing. Okay.
No. Okay. What is the scarier movie? Because we were told she watched this movie, and I said, that's not scary. It's a comedy. And then my wife said, no, it's just as scary as this movie. What's the scarier movie? I know they're both comedies.
Okay.
But what's scarier, Beetlejuice or The Mask?
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was all the question was.
How's The Mask scary?
I mean, neither of them.
Beetlejuice isn't that scary either.
No,
but like,
no, neither are scary.
I would never connect to the mask.
The Mask is
a
way
scary
more
movie.
Cartoonish.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Which is weird because we're talking about Beetlejuice.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. All right. They're everywhere.
Barstool. It's announced that Barstool and the Big 12 are creating an alliance for them to specifically cover and be at all their Big 12 games. Dave Portnoy is going to be more in your life now.
Was he still going to be allowed in Columbus in the Horseshoe?
Well, if he's at Big 12 games, he won't have to worry about that as much. But I don't know about the Horseshoe.
They're going to Ames, Iowa this weekend.
They're everywhere. And I know they're popular. I know that they're really successful. But
this is
a whole conference is trying to like...
The Big 12's desperate, dude. They see the war going on between ESPN and Fox that has turned into an SEC versus Big 10 battle in terms of coverage and pride and, you know, all the things that go, who is the better conference, and Fox and ESPN drawing their lines. And the Big 12's like, hey, we got deals about the one about us over here. Don't talk about us, but nobody talks about the Big 12. And so I think that this doesn't do anything for me because the Barstool stuff doesn't move the needle for me a lot outside of Pardon My Take. But I get that they're desperate for attention and they're looking anywhere that they can try and find it. And this is where they're looking.
I think mainstream sports is trying to figure out and they don't have a good idea how to get their hooks into the next generation of sports fans to like hook them for life.
Hmm. Okay. Last one.
How much do you love your team?
Yeah, we didn't get to this at all. And we had a couple listeners reach out. That Montana State fan who said he'd walk a mile for every point his team lost by to Oregon.
Yes. I believe he did it.
He completed it in 18 hours. I think I read that correctly.
So
he
46 miles.
46 miles in 18 hours.
It's about
hours.
3 miles an hour. Rough math.
I mean,
2.5.
Would you ever
put
yourself in a situation?
I mean, he
like
didn't
this.
Do it straight, right? Did he take breaks? He didn't walk for 18 straight hours, did he?
I don't know if it was straight.
Did
I didn't
walk 46 straight miles
well, if
without
you, if
stopping.
You had
he probably had to take a break.
if you had a car with you or like an RV or something going by, so you could like
he
I mean,
did it
you
on
could
the
walk
campus.
And eat and drink.
I know he did it on campus. I saw the videos where he was like checking in at the end of every mile, but I didn't know if it was consecutive or if like, hey, I'm going to walk 3 hours or three, you know, do 3 hours of walking and then I'll do three hours tomorrow and then 3 hours the next day, that kind of thing.
No, he got it. He
hammered through it.
I think it was consecutive. Okay. Now, he might have taken, I mean.
He probably took quick eating breaks. Like
eating
quick
breaks
meals.
And he had to go to the bathroom.
18 hours is a long time to walk. No, there's no gamble that I would ever make that was that level. I'll put on a skanky cheerleader costume. That I'm willing to do. Mm. But walking 46 miles, I know he didn't think he was going to walk 46 miles, and that was part of the bet. He thought Montana State was going to hang with Oregon, and it was going to be a tight game.
No, that did not happen. No, he didn't. This was all.
Could have been just for show. He's getting free tickets to the AD suite out of it, too.
This is what I'm saying is, like, he probably got a lot of social media following and buzz out of that.
I hate to be that guy. There's a little bit of me that was like, fudge it a little bit. 46 miles is a lot of miles to walk, man.
18 hours.
18 hours is, like, if I just started walking now and walked 46 miles, where would I end up?
That's something roughly like Salem-ish, right? Isn't that Salem about 50 miles? So just a little shy, like Kaiser?
Walk to Kaiser? Going to a volcano?
No, you'd be on the other side. We'd be down by
you're right. That'd be farther.
The golf course down there.
The OGA.
Terry Boyd's golf course.
Oh, Creekside.
Yeah.
You'd be down by Creekside?
Yeah.
Like, dude, are we buying it that he, in eight, like it just started walking and didn't stop?
He looks like he's
He had the Fitbit info, and I get that. Yeah. The entire thing was not filmed, and that's a lot of miles to walk. I don't blame him because I don't think he thought he was going to walk 46 miles.
Sukanik says it's the same as me taking my shirt off. He just wanted to do it, but he needed a reason.
He wanted to walk for a long time. He just needed to make a bet in order to get it done. That's not a bad analogy.
I'll do it again, Sukanik.
Don't you make me.
I'll rip it off again.
We'll kill Hulk Hogan again if we have to. Take my shirt off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.